if you're looking for cash injection sales, like this would be something I would consider like a back pocket cash injection offer. You have it, it's available. Maybe you promote it once a month. You know, maybe you promote it once a quarter. Maybe you promote it at the footer of all your emails in like a PS, something of that sort, where it's something you've already done. Hey there, are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session. Hello, hello, my friends and visionaries. Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business, the show dedicated to helping small business owners and solopreneurs like you build a sustainable and profitable business with the real and honest straight truth about what it takes to do that. I'm your host, Michelle Denio, and I am so excited to dive into today's episode on passive reselling of old passive income. So let's just start with passive income. It's a buzzword in a lot of business owners' minds in the noise of the space, whether you're an online service provider, or whether you have a local business or something that deals a little bit more broad than just online service. Passive income, right? It's something we're all striving for. It's something we all want. And obviously, it's a great way to scale your business. It's a great way to increase revenue. However, I want to give you the disclaimer that nothing is really truly passive. Okay. Everything requires some level of work. There is some level of administrative time. There's some level of expense behind passive income. So, you know, these people that talk about how they wake up to, you know, their Stripe notifications going off while they're sleeping or while they're on their phone, you know, they're on vacation and all this crap. And, you know, they're getting these Stripe notifications. Trust me when I tell you, they've got things working behind the scenes, whether that's ads or a staff or VAs or something, or they've got emails going out or whatever, content, et cetera. They've got something. There's skin in the game. There is an expense associated with passive income. So what I want to talk about though today is how can you use the content you already have to create an additional revenue stream passively, in a sense, passively. And this keeps coming up I was talking about it, thinking about it for myself in my own business. And also in the mastermind, it was brought up of like, what should I do with this? Or how can I promote this? Or how can I capitalize on this? And I want to encourage you to use some of your old content and start selling it. Okay. You don't always have to create new. So I'll give you an example, a personal example. I ran last year, depending on how long you've been listening to the show, you may or may not remember. It was called the One-to-One Profit Accelerator, which I've since changed the name as the Rapid Fire Formula, which basically is a workshop that teaches how to create that, Voxer style coaching. And I've been wanting to teach it again. And I have the workshop. I've done all the work. I did the slide deck. I did all the things and I've been wanting to teach it again, but like, I just don't have the capacity. I didn't want to launch it. I don't want to do all the things. I haven't wanted to re-record it. And somebody actually purchased it not too long ago. I can't remember. Somebody asked me about it and I said, you know what? I didn't re-record it, but if you want the replays, I'm happy to send that to you and you can buy that. And they loved it. And I actually did this with the Focus Visionary, the 5-day kickoff as well. Somebody purchased it and then we ended up working one-to-one and she loved it, the replays. And so I want to encourage you, if you've done a masterclass, if you've done a webinar, if you've done a workshop, if you've done something that was a paid offer one time, maybe it was free and you have it, you can literally sell the replays. Okay. You could start making an income right now by simply selling the replay. And I know a lot of you think like, oh yeah, but if I'm going to sell it as a course or a program and it's going to be DIY, I probably should re-record it. It should be professional and it shouldn't be on Zoom and yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing I want you to understand about the replays and what's so powerful about them and why I'm telling you to do this is because a lot of times when you are teaching a workshop, a lot of the actual like best information that comes out of it is in the questions that people that were in attendance live were asking. And if you go and you do this, I will promise you, like, people will say like, oh, I loved hearing other people's perspectives. When I had a client going through the Focus Visionary replay, she was like, it was so nice to hear other people's questions, things I wouldn't have thought of, right? And again, they're not everything that you can't plan for every question that's going to come your way when you're re-recording, you know, something for a DIY or for a course or something like that. So the replay actually adds value to the person buying it because they're getting that perspective. They're getting that kind of live feedback from other people that are asking the questions that they may not be thinking about. So I really, really encourage you to go through. Have you taught a workshop one time? How many of us have done something? We've created it one time. It could be even something that you created to do as a guest expert spot in somebody else's group. If you've done any guest speaking, if you've done any guest teaching, have you done any type of webinar or masterclass that you could literally sell and put on your website? And so one of the ways to create this more passive income is to create something of that, and then you can add it to your every email that you send out, like, oh, by the way, if you're struggling with this, here you can buy this link to whatever. So again, it could be something kind of automatic where people can click the link. It could be in the link in your bios. It can be on your website. You can have a whole page dedicated on your website to like DIY purchases, you know, DIY courses or resources, masterclass, whatever you want to call it, where people can kind of binge and buy. It's that binge and buy marketplace style where like you have multiple different things and they're low priced and you not terribly low, depending on your business model. Again, everybody's business model is different, but you know, you can just not have to redo it. And that's what I want you to think about here. And that's what's most important is like, it does not have to be perfect. Okay. The best part about passive income, or one of the easiest ways to make passive income, is to not have to redo it, right? So if you've already done it one time, you've already done the work, you've already created the slide deck, you've already put the time into it, you've already taught it, you already have the worksheets, etc., like the rapid fire framework or rapid fire formula, I think I called it. That's done. Like, what a waste to have it sitting there waiting for me to launch it again when other people could literally be buying that, which, by the way, if you want to add a rapid fire program onto your coaching or in any, if you're a service provider and you don't have some form of like rapid fire or Voxer, some people call it voice or texting. If you don't have that, to me is one of the best passive incomes because you literally can do it from anywhere. I'm going to put the link where you can purchase the replay to the workshop with the worksheets that will walk you through how to set up this offer from soup to nuts, including all of your onboarding and everything, right? Like, what a waste that I already did that and I only taught it once. That's crazy that I've done that. So I am going to get this out so that people can purchase it. There's no reason why I should not have that available for purchase, right? And I know you have workshops and masterclasses, or it could even be ebooks, it could be courses, it could be things that you've put together for other clients. Have you put together templates for other clients? Not obviously specific to their business, but like, could you sell that? That's where passive income comes in. Now, here's the caveat. Again, it still needs to be promoted. Just because I put it on my website and I tell people they can buy the rapid fire formula replays or the actual workshop does not mean it's going to automatically, people are just going to magically find it and start. You still have to promote it, right? And this is my biggest thing with passive is like, people think, oh, okay, I made it available for purchase, but it's not selling. You still have to promote it. All right. So you still have to let people know it exists. And again, you don't want to get derailed with what else you're promoting, right? So that's where I say it's a great way, maybe as a pop-up. I know people hate pop-ups, but guess what? They work. To do something like that. If you have Pinterest, it's a great way to put it on Pinterest. If you have that's like a great option for Pinterest. If you have a blog, you could put it as a, you know, a link on your blog post. You know, there's ways like that where you're still continuing to promote it, where people might land on your website for one thing and then, oh, they find this, and that's how they can, that's more passive. But again, you're still promoting something. You're still driving traffic to you, whether it's your content, whether it's your link tree, you still have to drive the traffic to it, but you can maybe capitalize on it by having it there and people can just find it, because, you know, people get click happy, they get snooping around, they get down these rabbit holes, and you just never know when somebody's going to want something, or, you know. And then the other thing that you can do is, if you have programs like this, if you can put an affiliate program behind it where other people are selling it for you, especially if it makes sense, like for other coaches that don't necessarily want to teach that style of offer, I could give them an affiliate link very easily and tell them, hey, you can, you know, if it makes sense, share this with your audience. And that is passive, right? So that's the beautiful thing about creating some type of product in your business, is that then you can create an affiliate income, and it's much easier for people to refer because there's no introduction needed. They don't have to, you know, it's not like one-to-one or a service provider, something of that sort. They can literally just say, hey, go buy this, right? Like, that is a great way to bring in passive income. So you look back through, I mean, there's so many ways to create passive income, and I could talk about all the different ways, but this one, I'm going to keep this episode short because I just wanted to put it out there. Like, if you're looking for cash injection sales, like these, this would be something I would consider like a back pocket cash injection offer. You have it, it's available. Maybe you promote it once a month. You know, maybe you promote it once a quarter. Maybe you, you know, promote it at the footer of all your emails in like a PS, something of that sort, where it's just, it's something you've already done. It's something you've already done. And then maybe every month you kind of add something new to it, or every quarter you add something new and maybe you send it out, right? It's just another way too, to stay in touch with your clients. Oh, by the way, you may have missed this. I'm not running it again live, but you can buy the replay. You can buy the workshop here. You don't even have to tell people that it's a replay. I don't even think that that's necessary, but I'm telling you, the replay is powerful because that's where the questions get answered, right? And so it also opens up their mind to think, and then it would, most of the time, what I have seen is that it encourages people to reach back out to you and say, hey, so-and-so asked this question in the workshop. I loved it. I have a question for you as well. Do you mind, right? So now there's potential there to sell or upsell them. And speaking of upsell, like, you can have the upsell right there on the page, right? Like, buy the workshop and a one-to-one with me. Buy the workshop and a free strategy or a one-hour strategy call, right? And bundle it together and give them a discount on it, something of that sort. So there's so many ways that you can do this. Again, I don't want it to derail you from your main offer or whatever your focus is, because, you know, go back to my episode about tanking my income. You know, when you start promoting something low cost, especially if you don't have big numbers, remember, low cost requires high quantity. So if you're not looking and you don't have like a high quantity of people that you can sell this to, do not stop promoting your higher ticket offer. But you could also use this too. The other beautiful thing about having something like this, or having it available to sell, is if somebody can't work with you right now, one-to-one, they can buy this, you can offer this as a downsell, right? So maybe their budget doesn't afford, they can't really afford you right now, but you could say, you know what, why don't you buy this and get started with this? And then when the time is right, we can do this one-to-one. Which actually, I love when I have these ideas. I have somebody in my inbox right now that I might actually do that to. You know, so again, that's the thing about having these, think outside the box a little bit, is like, you don't have to complicate. You don't have to create more. You have all of this knowledge. You've already done all the things. You've already created. How can you repackage it? Maybe you package about like three masterclasses together and sell it as a bundle. And again, they could be replays. Maybe it was, who cares even if it was a free replay? If it was a free replay and they missed it, sell it to them, right? Sell it low cost. Even if you sell it for $20, less than $20, right? That's passive income because you've already done it. It's just capitalizing on the time spent that you took to actually create the thing, share it live. People aren't going to go hunting for some free live. Like, people's time means more to them than a lot of things. So who how many of you actually were like, oh, I meant to hit their live and I forgot, you know, I don't want to pay for it. I'm going to go search for it, right? Like most people don't have the time or the wherewithal to actually go searching for something that was free. They can be like, well, for $20, it's going to land in my inbox and I can watch it on 2x speed. Yippee, right? Like they would much rather watch it on 1.5 to 2x speed and have it in their inbox where they can easily find it than have to go searching for it. So again, take some of this mindset stuff out of the equation because it's all just bullshit in your head. It's all just stories you're making up in your head. You can literally sell anything that you want to sell. If you feel confident in it and you feel good about it and you know, like, damn, I did a great job with that workshop, then freaking sell it, you know? If you already have the replays and everything else, just sell it. Just sell it. That is a way that you can kind of increase your income. You can use it as bonuses, right? If it is a sellable product, you can then add it as like a bonus on to your one-to-one offers. There's so many things that you can do with your past content. And that's the point of this episode today. So go take action. And what I want you to do is when you're done listening to this episode, I want you to email me, Michelle@MichelleDenio.com. I'm going to put the link in the show notes in case you don't remember it. And I want you to send me a link to a past product or email me and let me know, like, what is your past product that you are going to start selling? I know you have something. Even if it's a $20 offer, it could be $20, it could be $200, like the Rapid Fire Workshop. Probably going to sell that for like $97 or $149. Probably maybe 140. I don't even know. By the time this episode's come out, the link will be in the show notes and you'll be able to check it out if you want, just to see how I do it. But again, like I want you to tell me, take action on this. Don't just think about it because again, this is a fast action. This is something you can take action with right now. You literally have to create a payment link, which you can do in your email provider. If you have ConvertKit or MailerLite or you use Stripe, you can create a Stripe payment link. You can create a landing page and it could literally be a link to a Google Drive. You do not have to have an LMS platform. You do not have to have Kajabi or Thinkific or Teachable or anything like that. One of the replays I sold was literally in Google Drive. And the other thing she said to me is, I loved how simple it was. I loved that I could just access the Drive file and everything was right there. Don't overcomplicate everything. Yes, there is a time and place for these platforms and professionalism and all of that. I'm not saying that, but I personally, like, send me a Google. I love Google Drive. A lot of people have trouble navigating these really complex platforms. And so then the second they have trouble or they can't remember their password or they don't remember how to log in or they don't remember the link, then they don't use it anyways. So keep it simple. If you have a replay, whether it's unlisted on YouTube or whether it's uploaded into a private Google Drive file, you can create a quick landing page with a payment button, collect the payment, put an automation behind it that sends the link to the replay, and that's it. So simple, so easy. You can get this done in an hour. In an hour, you could literally get this done. Okay? So go take action and go find something that you can create passive income with that you've already done and go sell that knowledge. Sell that knowledge. Okay? I love you. I believe in you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a Strategic Power Hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.